You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Monday, August 10th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 89%. That's the percentage of the S&P 500's market cap that has already reported second quarter results. Earnings season is beginning to wind down this week, but there are still some notable companies left to report. Today is particularly busy. Barrick Gold, Duke Energy, Marriott International, Occidental Petroleum, Royal Caribbean Cruises, and Simon Property Group all report. Tomorrow, Broadridge Financial Solutions and food distributor Sysco report. Then on Wednesday, Lyft and the other Sysco, Sysco Systems, the tech company, both release results. On Thursday, Applied Materials and Tapestry report. And finally, DraftKings closes the week on Friday. The next number up is 30,000. That's about how many volunteers participate in Phase 3 vaccine trials. There are currently several potential COVID-19 immunizations at that stage. They include efforts by Moderna, Pfizer, and AstraZeneca. Phase 3 trials work by exposing some volunteers to the vaccine candidate and others to a placebo. Researchers then compare the number of infections in the two groups. The stronger the vaccine, the larger the difference should be. And the more coronavirus is spreading in testing locations, the faster a statistically significant result can be determined. That's one strange benefit of the large outbreaks in several U.S. states. A vaccine trial result could come in just a matter of months. Moderna and Pfizer are conducting their trials here, while AstraZeneca is running studies in the UK, South Africa, and Brazil. Our last number is 224. That's how many shares of Apple you would have at the end of August if you had bought just one share back in the late 1980s. That's because Apple has split its stock multiple times in its history and plans to do so again later this month. Here's how it'll work. Apple stock currently trades for about $440. After the upcoming split, shareholders will have four stocks worth $110 for every share they currently own. The value of their stake is unchanged, it's just spread over more shares. Apple believes that will attract more investors. But Apple aside, stock splits have become much less common in recent years. The rise of ETFs means that more people own bits and pieces of individual stocks through their index ownership. And, more recently, several brokers have begun offering fractional shares. That means investors can buy a specified dollar amount of a stock, rather than round numbers of shares. Those trends have made large stock prices less of a barrier for investors. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Monday, August 10th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a nice day.